Well, that's the advice. Check before you travel. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Ollie.
So what happened yesterday?
Well, basically, a train, an electric train, one of these newfangled Hitachi ones, was travelling under the wires, and something went wrong with the overhead equipment, the pantograph that touches the electric wire, and it sort of ripped down a whole section of overhead electrification. And obviously that caused chaos.
Yeah, well, it did. But there's a lot of work going on at the moment, though, isn't there, alongside introducing these new trains and the electricity. I happened to be in Ealing on the weekend, and the hoardings were all up there for Crossrail. That's something else that's going through at the moment. So it's understandable, isn't it? Or excusable, then, if there were to be one or two hiccups with all of this work going on?
Yeah, I think with the best will in the world, you know, things do go wrong. And when they go wrong, I suppose it's quite high profile. I think it's important that we don't, you know, let this incident make us lose faith in electrification. Electrification will bring huge advantages. Services from South Wales to London, once the electrification's all up and running, I think, will be about 20 minutes quicker. And electric trains, again, believe it or not, are actually more reliable than diesel trains. So, you know, it's... when it's done, when it's up and running, it'll be great. But it's unfortunate that we've had this hiccup along the way.
Can we have absolute faith that these things will work? That there's something very British inside me, which tells me that, you know, this might not all work properly.
No, it will. It's very, very proven technology. You know, those electric lines which have been running for years and years and years, the trains run. And people sort of don't notice that they've been running reliably for years and years. The Heathrow Express is a good example. That's electric, and the West Coast Main Line, and so on. So it's proven technology, even though these particular trains are new, and the specific design of the overhead equipment is new to the UK. I think we've bought in some Swiss equipment to do the electrification. But it works, and it will work.
The problem is, though, on a day like yesterday, and I was thinking yesterday about all the campaign that's going on for an M4 relief road, which would alleviate the problems when there's a problem on the main M4, that if you have a problem on the railway, there's not a great deal you can do to go around it, is there? When people find on the weekends when the main route has engineering works, that it adds hours to your journey to go around through the stations at every hole in the hedge.
Yeah, I mean, there are some alternative routes. Like, for instance, when the Severn Tunnel's closed, you can go via Gloucester. But, I mean, there is an issue across the network as a whole of you know, a lack of sort of resilience and these alternative routes. There aren't enough of them, basically. So, you know, as a campaigning group, we campaign for more investment in the railway, and that includes electrification and upgrading capacity generally for that reason.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson there from the campaign group Rail Future.